Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and so thankful as always that you've chosen to join us today. Closed out the Forgiven series this week, and so we were looking at the final selection of verses, coming after what we saw last week with the servant who had just been forgiven this great debt, going to a fellow servant and demanding from him what is owed to him. So the text says this. I'll go ahead and read it for us. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. And now Jesus says this in verse 35, really the application and the warning. "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Now, Jesus concludes really the parable in verse 34. Then he gives the application. Look, if you don't forgive, God doesn't forgive you. So Jesus, what are you saying here? If I don't forgive the horrible thing that happened to me, then I'm not forgiven? If I don't just put that aside, then you're saying I'm not saved? It seems to be the way that this is reading, and I think it's important that we remember there's a distinction between reconciliation and forgiveness. Now, the Bible commands that we forgive an unlimited amount. The Bible desires that we would reconcile, but the reality is reconciliation isn't fully in our control. Maybe the person is no longer living. Maybe it's unsafe for you to reconcile. Those are realities we have to consider. But the point being is that you can't actually have reconciliation until you have forgiveness. Forgiveness is the foundation that paves the way toward reconciliation. And the hope is for reconciliation. Just as Jesus is on the cross and he says, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." The desire is restoration, but not everybody responds to the extension of grace. Not everybody's going to respond to our extension of forgiveness. And so we do have to ask, though, well, what about that part, though, about the jailers and the repayment? And I think it's really significant to know that this concept of jailer, when you actually look into it, it really talks about a torturer. And then it says, until your payment would be made, or until you repay the debt. But the reality is, we established earlier in this passage that the debt is impossible to repay. It can't be done. And so what this is really saying is this is a forever existence in a situation of anguish, which then Jesus is tying that to our willingness to forgive. And so what do we then do with that? Like, Jesus, is that really what you're saying? And what we need to be really clear here is that we don't forgive a person so that we receive forgiveness from God. That's not how this works. We don't forgive so that we are forgiven. We receive forgiveness from God, which then allows us to forgive others. And we can't get that backwards. We can't think, okay, Jesus, you tell me this, so I'm going to go ahead and forgive, and then I'll be good, and then I'll be forgiven. No, that's not the point. It is you are forgiven first, which gives you the capacity to forgive. But what if I find myself consistently not forgiving? What if I find myself consistently in a position where I'm holding things against other people? Well, the whole point of the story seems to be this, that unforgiveness isn't the thing that sends a person to hell. That's not the point here that Jesus is making. It's not the actual unforgiveness that sends someone to hell. Rather, unforgiveness is the symptom that can reveal a heart that has never really been to the cross. Meaning, when we have a right view of the sins that we have committed against a holy and perfect God, our only response to the sins others have committed against us will be forgiveness, because we've understand what exactly it is we have been forgiven. Unforgiveness isn't the thing that sends us to hell, that separates us from God. Rather, it is a symptom that reveals, perhaps we've never understood, the severity of our sin, the necessity of the cross, and the greatness of the work of Jesus in our place. And so this morning, or this afternoon, this evening, whenever it is you're listening to this Drivecast, if you're wrestling with that and you're unwilling to forgive, look to what Christ has done. Ask Him to overwhelm you with the gift that you've been given, the grace that has been extended to you that is not deserved, that is not earned by us, but by Christ in our place. And would we be so overwhelmed with what Jesus has done to forgive us? Would we naturally desire to forgive others? Lord, we need you to do that. Let's pray toward that end. I want to pray for you and give you some space to pray at the end. And I do want to say thank you again so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. Father, help us to understand the seriousness of our sin, the magnitude of our sin against you, and the magnitude of the grace that you've extended to us through Christ. Lord, we need you. Help us to understand that and then allow that to flow out toward forgiveness, toward those who have sinned against us. Lord, we need you to work and move in only the ways you can. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.